Back here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're joined now by the three top scorers for the PCM boys golf team after they qualified for the state meet. I'll have them introduce themselves, name and year to start off.
I'm Jeffrey McDan, I'm a senior.
I'm Tate Tangeman, I'm a senior.
I'm Charlie Ford, I'm a junior.
All right, we got to start with our two seniors here, getting the Mustangs to the state meet. What does that mean to you to be able to do this? And not just for yourselves in your final year here with the Mustangs, but also with Coach going out on a high note as well, getting to go to state in his last year leading PCM boys golf.
Well, I mean, it kind of means a lot. There's a few different things. It's kind of a roller coaster these last couple of years. Should have been there a couple of years before. Didn't turn out our way, so it's kind of nice to end on a good note for him.
Tate, same thing as a senior. What does it mean to be able to go out on a high note like this, qualifying for a state, getting there, and also getting coached there in his final year and leading the program?
It means a lot, especially after the last couple of years. We should have gone. And this year we didn't even perform that well, but we still made it. It feels pretty good.
And Charlie, as a junior too, to be able to get this squad back to state, be able to help get this these seniors out on that high note and be able to help coach go out on a high note as well. What's that mean to you as well just as a junior?
I think we finally got an opportunity to qualify for state. Our team's had enough skill level to qualify for the past 2 years, and we finally made it. So it feels really good.
That's awesome. And now coming back to our two seniors, you mentioned that the last couple of years it's been a little bit of disappointment, right? Because you felt like you had teams that were capable of getting to state and just overall just one thing or another haven't been able to get there as well. How much sweeter does that make this, knowing that today wasn't maybe a round that you looked at and were like, we played our best round of golf on the year or something like that, but be able to still get there and be able to know that you could potentially put together your best round of the year in Waterloo?
Feels pretty good, especially after halfway through the round looking at the scorecards. It was not looking good, but we pulled through as a team, and we did it. Finally did it.
Yeah, same thing coming back to Jeffrey here. I mean, you mentioned this is a team that's had some high expectations in your past, just hasn't been able to get there. But this year didn't necessarily feel like you had the rounds that were as good as they could have been, but able to get there as well this year, knowing that you could potentially put together that best round at state. What's that mean to you to be able to have that opportunity to go out on the ultimate note there in Waterloo?
I mean, I just feel good. Feels good for the team. I mean, it kind of gives us a shot to show who we actually are and what we are capable of as a team. It'd be really nice to go all out on the last 2 days and give it a good round.
Charlie, as a junior here, to be able to come in and be a big contributor here, be one of those guys who kind of made the difference in what was a pretty tight race there between second and almost fifth place there, and be able to contribute in a way to be able to help this squad make up the difference. What does that mean to you to be able to be that kind of difference maker in the lineup?
I've been with these boys since I was a freshman, so I knew that I really wanted to make state with them, so I knew that I had to play good today. And I shot 47 on my front nine, but 38 on my back, so I really had to pull it together for the team.
Fair enough. Now, as we go to Waterloo, we know that the ultimate goal is to go win a state title, but what is it going to take up there in Waterloo to be able to bring home a state championship back to Monroe?
Well, I mean, it's going to take a couple things. A lot of preparation. We got the team. We got the work in it. We just got to throw a couple of good rounds together and then have a couple of just mediocre good rounds, and we'll be at that top race.
It's going to take everything we got. We've put together some very good rounds this year, but we haven't been able to beat anybody that we've had to, so it's going to take about the best.
I think if we keep practicing and doing the best we can, I think we have a solid shot bringing home the championship.
That was the state qualifying members of the PCM boys golf team here on today's Lately Radio Sports page.